Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yodgar Fard. Have you ever had a wonderful, productive day, but at the end of it, all you could remember was the one tiny thing that went wrong? Or maybe you felt a wave of sadness or anxiety and found it impossible to recall a single good thing that has happened in your life? What you are experiencing is a common cognitive bias. In simple terms, a cognitive bias is a mental shortcut your brain takes to process information quickly. While these shortcuts are designed to help us, they can sometimes lead to predictable errors or glitches in our thinking. This can distort how we perceive the world, make judgment, and form our opinions. Today, I want to talk about one specific and powerful type of cognitive bias that directly impacts our mental health, memory bias. It's a key reason that why so many of us get stuck in cycle of depression, anxiety, and low self-worth. On one hand, our ability to forget can be a blessing. Our brains are wired for survival, and sometimes forgetting painful or traumatic experiences is a necessary part of our healing process. Our mind gives us a little bit of distance to recover and move forward, and for that, we should be grateful. But as with so many things in our mind, a great strength can also become a significant weakness. This same mechanism can cause us to consistently overlook our positive experiences. We might forget the compliment we received, the achievement we celebrated, or the small act of kindness we performed. Instead, we vividly remember a critique, a moment of embarrassment, or a time we made a mistake. Our mind becomes a highlight reel of our failures and a blooper reel of our life. This is the essence of memory bias. For people dealing with depression or anxiety, this bias is especially pronounced. It can lead to the very black and white thinking we discuss in CBT. Our minds will forget the gray areas and the nuances, constantly reminding us only the worst case scenarios and the negative possibilities. This distorted view of reality can be incredibly difficult to overcome. This cognitive trap can even affect your therapy journey. I often see clients who have a fantastic, insightful session filled with new ideas and practical tools, but when they come back the next week, they report feeling stuck again. When we talk about it, they can't quite remember the key insight or the exercises we practiced. This isn't a sign of weakness. It's a memory bias at work. The brain's ingrained habit of focusing on the negative simply overwrites the new positive or balanced idea from the session. The negative thoughts are so loud and so frequent that they can drown out everything else. So how do we fight back? The answer is to take back control of our memory. We can't simply flip a switch or turn off memory bias, but we can actively work to retrain our brains. Here are a few powerful, practical strategies you can begin using today. Number one, practice active remembering. At the end of each day, take a moment to intentionally reflect on what went well. It doesn't have to be a big achievement. Maybe it was a kind word from a friend, a delicious cup of coffee, or a moment of quiet peace. Write it down in a journal or in your phone. This simple act of writing creates a physical record that your brain can't ignore, helping you build a new mental habit. Number two, embrace therapy homeworks. The homeworks you get in therapy aren't just busy work. It's a direct counterattack against memory bias. By making notes during our session and reviewing them, you're actively embedding new, healthier way of thinking into your mind. Your notes become a reference guide for all the good and you're doing and learning. Number three, create evidence. Stop relying on your brain to remember the good stuff on its own. Create a file on your phone or in a notebook and write down every compliment you get, every small victory you have, and every time you feel proud of yourself. On a day when your brain is only replying the bad stuff, open up that file and read the evidence. It's an easy and powerful way to challenge that negative narrative. Your memory is not a passive function, it's a skill you can train. By consciously and consistently practicing remembering the positive, you begin to change your self-perception, strengthen your self-esteem, and create a more balanced and accurate view of your life. It's one of the most powerful things you can do for your mental health. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Your Therapy Guide. I encourage you to try one of the strategies we discussed today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and follow me on my social media channel so you don't miss any future episode. You can find all the links in the show notes. Until next time, take care.